Ladies and gentlemen, Basement Sports Podcast back at you. This is the
special edition.
This is the High Holy Week. This is actually a High Holy Week because what is it?
It's draft
week. It's draft week. So we always do our draft broadcast. We do our draft scouting reports. We do our post-draft analysis. This week, we're going to have a couple of podcasts starting today. We're going to do a mock draft, and we're going to pick as we go along using a website that simulates the draft. We've got the Steelers and the Cowboys. So first and foremost,
why the Cowboys? Because it's our team, America's team.
Well, you know they offered that to the Steelers first, but I digress. First of all, on the Steelers side, with me picking the Steelers draft is our great friend of the show, Scott Startari. Scott, how you doing?
Greg, I'm well. I appreciate it as always, Duty. I'm honored to be here, and I look forward to talking about the draft needs of these two storied franchises. Right?
Yeah, well, trust me.
Maybe together, and you know they've got some of the same draft needs.
That's a great point about needing some of the same draft
picks.
Exactly. And we are going to give out your address in case you suck at this.
So, Duty, would you like to introduce our guest
on the
Cowboys side?
Yes, and all the way from the Cowboys War Room in some place called Boynton Beach, Florida, we have Cole Reeder on the line. Cole, can you hear us?
Yep, I'm here. Thanks, everybody. I'm excited.
This is his first podcast.
It is my first. I was just thinking before you said that we're going to be interested in some of the same people. When I'm looking at my list here, I'm like, oh, crap. Because
they pick ahead.
There are a lot of people that that I would love to have the Cowboys draft, and somehow I imagine some of them are going to end up going to the Steelers, who are like my second least favorite NFL team behind the Eagles. So
right. And I did hear the tidbit on the way over here to the studio about Pittsburgh. And the rumors are that they may be working with the Arizona Cardinals to move up to number 12 and select someone they have their eyes on. And the everyone thinks it's a receiver. So that was just broadcast. This just came over the wire on the radio, and I was driving over here to the studio. So we'll see.
There are rumors everywhere, including I heard a rumor that the Steelers are talking to the Broncos about moving up.
That was it. I apologize. It wasn't the Cardinals.
It was the Broncos. Right, right. So once again, I have to set the story straight, and get things correct. But, I digress. It's fine.
You could bite me.
So, hey, let's get started. And we got to give credit where credit is due. We are using a website called NFLDraftBuzz.com.
Mock simulator.
So, but you know what? I'm not going to give them too much dap because they're not paying us.
They're not sponsoring you.
Right. So we're going to get right to it, and we're going to enter the draft. And
Chicago's on the clock.
Chicago is on the clock. So we're going to start the draft now, and they're running through fast and furious.
We will pause it when it gets to the Steelers. Yeah. Yeah. Spot. We'll go review some of the big names if there's anything weird coming up.
So, Scott, what are you thinking? Who do we need to target in at pick number 20?
You know, it's going to be really interesting. I think that it depends on what their true feelings are in the combine, because you've got a plethora of offensive tackles there that could fall. You certainly have the kid from Oregon, Powers Johnson, there. You know, if they look to go interior with that. But don't put it by Dallas to maybe jump up in front of Pittsburgh if they fell in love with someone during the combine and look and tackle. Don't be surprised if that happens. But I think we're looking at Mims, right? I think we're looking at Barton, and I think it depends on what falls to them. Greg, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm thinking exactly the same thing. We're still waiting for them to go through the, these other picks. They're taking a little bit longer than they normally take, but we're also using quite a bit of bandwidth here on our in our studio.
The only thing, Scott, I would say that is I agree about Dallas, except they don't have the draft capital to move up. They only have six picks. They don't have a fourth rounder because of their horse shit deal for Trey Lance. that no of the Cowboy fans liked. So they lost a fourth rounder. So actually, I'm hoping, and that what Cole and I's strategy would be, if we could draft backwards, drop down, say, even 5-6 spots and get another third or a fourth. That's what we're going to try to do because...
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you made a good point about the draft capital. We don't have... One, we don't have money to give away.
Yeah.
And two, there's a lot of... I mean, between the positions that the Cowboys need on the offensive line after this offseason, there's a ton of guys that I think can fill those spots and they'll still get away with it because of how talented the Cowboys are offensively. So I don't necessarily see a need to go up. I would love to get an offer for an extra third round or a fourth round pick because you can still get high quality centers and tackles in the fourth round. You don't necessarily need to go and get one guy.
Well, I don't know if I can get a high quality center in the fourth round. I can get a big fat guy that maybe Zach Martin could push in the hole.
That's exactly right. You got Zach Martin on one side of him.
So the other thing too about this draft is it's very high, high talent wide receiver, and both teams need receivers too. So it just depends. We're going to talk about this, Cole, when it comes on our spot.
All right, Scott, we are on the clock right now. Steelers are on the clock. We have two trade offers for our pick. So I'm going to run these past you first. The Miami Dolphins are offering us the 21st pick. So the next, they just want to jump ahead of us. They would give us their pick, which is the next pick, which would be at 21. Then they're going to give us a third rounder and a fourth rounder next year.
You guys got to do that.
Something to be considered. I didn't quite anticipate that happening, but my initial thought there is absolutely. The reason I say that is I think there are going to be two players that Pittsburgh that are going to fall. One of them be Barton. One of them might be Mims. You might get Guyton. You might get Powers Johnson, but the Steelers will have a choice of two solid players at that spot. I'm comfortable taking the third and the fourth next year, because let's face it, you know, they're not headed to the Super Bowl this year, and we need more than just a tackle. So that's my initial thought on it, Greg. What do you think?
Well, that's a thought, but let me give you the other draft pick here. I mean, the other trade offer is from the Texans. They're offering their second round pick, which is pick number 59, their fourth round pick, which is 123, another fourth round pick at 127, next year's first round pick, and next year's sixth round pick, and cornerback Jeff Okuda.
He was good a couple years ago.
Yeah, good a couple years ago. So
but your first pick wouldn't be until what
our
number?
First pick wouldn't be until 59. Our second round pick would be at 51.
Still have.
So our first pick would be at 51.
That's a lot of movement there, and they only have so much draft capital too. So you know, all those extra picks could cost money. Next year, it'd be great to have them, but they all cost money. So what you'd be doing is just using those picks for draft capital to move up next year.
Right.
And that's not something that I feel comfortable with. What about you?
Well, let's do this. Let's look and see who's on the board right now.
Yeah.
So if we're looking offensive line, this is who we got. We got Talis Fuaga, offensive tackle out of Oregon State, who's a monster.
Love him.
He's a monster.
Yeah, he's a good
He's really good. You've got Amarius Mims out of Georgia.
There's your boy.
Graham Barton, offensive tackle out of Duke, Mr. Flexibility, who they're claiming can play center.
Who hasn't?
Jackson Powers Johnson, Tyler Guyton out of Oklahoma, and you still have Zach Frazier on the board.
That's a no-brainer to me. You got to take that first trade offer and go back one.
Right there.
I think
we should entertain or jump on Miami's offer because all we're doing is dropping one. And I didn't
And we'd get two more picks next year.
And a corner.
And a corner.
Yep.
Yeah, we're getting a linebacker. We're getting David Long Jr., one of their inside linebackers.
Okay.
I think that's the smart move, Greg, because I'm happy with Mims, Barton, Power, Johnson, or Flaga. I mean, I'm happy with all those guys. I didn't feel the kid from Oregon State would drop there.
Okay, so
let's see who Miami took.
Miami took Mims.
Okay.
So Miami took Mims. There's a bunch of people asking us for more trades. I'm going to reject because we got to take somebody. But I tell you what, I love that kid from Oregon State, that tackle, that Fuaga. I love him. He's got great feet. Let me give you a little bit on his profile. Mm-hmm. He's 6'6", 324. He ran a 5.13 40 for
a
guy that size. All right. He's an absolute monster, run game dominator. He controls the line of scrimmage. He's got exceptional leverage for his size. And they say he's got an NFL-ready frame right now. I cannot believe he's there.
Best run blocker in the draft.
And he's the best run blocker in the draft, according to Duty Scott. Any other comments?
I'm with you 100% on the pick.
Does our other Cowboys analyst want to say anything?
No, I had him circled high. I really like the kid from Washington too, a tackle.
Yeah, Fatanu.
Yeah,
Fatanu. He's already gone.
Yep.
Oh, he's gone.
He's gone. Yeah.
Okay.
So
I really liked him. Fuaga was my two, and then Mims was my three. So
with the 21st pick, the Steelers take Fuaga out, offensive tackle out of Oregon State.
Yeah,
so
I
now,
think.
Okay, go ahead.
I was just gonna say with. Bringing in Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, I think it needs to start now. I like the idea of moving back a spot, getting a couple extra draft picks this year instead of pushing it out.
The Cowboys are right now on the clock. You have four trade offers, so go ahead, Duty.
Here's what we got. The Cardinals want us to move back three picks, and if we do, we get a third rounder and a seventh rounder this year, a fourth and a fifth next year, and an offensive guard who I don't know, Dennis Daly, in with the pick. So that's one.
Okay.
The Jets are offering picks all next year. I'm not interested.
I want to win now.
I'm not going with the Commanders. We don't trade in the division. In Detroit, nothing that we care to go. So the only option we have, Cole, is drop three. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. We could lose Powers Johnson.
Do you want to know? Do you want to know who's still available?
Yeah. Who do we have? Who has gone? That's a center and a tackle so far.
Right now, here's who's left: Graham Barton, Powers Johnson, Guyton is a tackle.
Morgan's
a tackle. You got a guard, Christian Haynes out of UConn, and you got Zach Frazier out of West Virginia.
So here's the deal.
I
think we take the trade. Pray they don't take Guyton or Barton. And if they do take Johnson, JPJ, we end up getting Zach Frazier for our starting.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think with who's behind us, I think we're okay to get Powers, Johnson, or Frazier in the next four
picks.
Okay,
so you want to accept the trade?
We do. We're going to trade with the Cardinals.
Okay.
So the picks ahead of us were Mitchell, Graham Barton did go, Nate Wiggins, and Ladd McConkey. So we have JPJ sitting on the board. I say take him.
Wow, he went early. McConkey went early.
Yeah,
very early.
I thought that was very early for him.
But I think JPJ is not only the best center in the draft, I think he's the best lineman in the entire draft.
Yeah. No, I'm on board.
We're taking him with our first pick in Dallas.
Okay.
So now we're
racing through the rest of the first round.
The only guy at the Senior Bowl that blocked better than him and could not be beat was Zach Martin. And now they're going to be playing right next to each other with their big fat asses touching.
So going back to the Steelers, Scott, with picking up that Fuaga out of Oregon State, that allows he can play right tackle. And then so that allows
Broderick
Jones to move back to his natural position at left tackle.
Yeah.
So
I think you could make an argument that you got the second best tackle in the draft at 21, and you can make an argument on that. I mean, the
Absolutely. Well, the other thing about Pittsburgh is they want to run the ball. He's the best run blocker in the draft.
We got a bunch of – I'm not going to – we need to draft some people here, so I'm not going to look at any more of these draft offers for the second round. I'm just going to reject those. So we are now at pick number 51.
You can get off the lineman there. But
yeah, so we can get off the offensive lineman.
Hit all.
Well, wait a minute. Whoa. We got a tackle, but we still need a center, Scott.
Okay.
Zach Frazier is still on the board from West Virginia.
Wow.
That's great to hear. So let's take a look at our other positions of need and look around that pick and tell me that, who might be available there.
All right. I'm going to hit all available. The top-ranked draft pick who's still on the board right now as a safety, Tyler Newbin out of Minnesota. The top, and then the next is the top linebacker, Junior Colson out of Michigan. The best wide receiver on the board right now is Malachi Corley out of Western Kentucky.
And he says he's the best receiver in the draft. He loves his style. He loves that. He reminds him of an Anquan Boldin, a faster Anquan Boldin. However, having said that, at 51, it's a deep receiver bet. When you can go for a Zach Frazier, and now you have your center and you got your monster tackles on bookend tackles now. Greg, I just think we rebuild this offensive line right now and take Zach Frazier.
I agree. I think we should take Zach Frazier because everything I've heard is he's healthy or he's going to be healthy for training camp, and he has a plug-and-play center.
That's a great pick.
Right?
It's a great pick.
So the Steelers in the second round at pick number 51 select Zach Frazier, center out of West Virginia. Any thoughts?
I wish he wouldn't have been there, and then you'd seen what you guys would have done, but that's a great pick.
Cole? No, how many picks – what pick are we? Do you know?
You guys are up right now.
We're up right now.
You're at pick number 56.
Okay.
And you have three trade offers. Do you even want to look at them?
Well, I just want to see how far we'd have to go back. That's a no.
Okay.
Trade back to number 88. No. What's a no? All the way back into 150s. No.
You don't want Javon Hargrave?
I do not. Reject
okay.
all those.
All right. So you got all players right now, you are on the clock, and the top ranked player on the board right now is an edge linebacker, Chris Braswell out of Alabama.
I'm not buying it, Cole. They got a safety out of Georgia, which is he's good, Bullard. I don't think they need safety as much as some of the other stuff. One of the things they do need is a running back, and Jalen Wright out of Tennessee is there. He's a monster. But I think there's about five running backs left. I want to go look at your buddy, the defensive tackle that you like.
Sweat. Is Sweat still on the board?
He is. Looks like he is.
Look under DL. Look under DL. Sweat's gone.
Shit. What about Hall Jr. from Ohio State?
Wait, there was just an OSU guy there. Yeah, Hall Jr. is there.
I love him, dude.
I understand that. But he's only 6'3", 290. And I don't want another guy.
Scott, you're listening to these guys fight?
He's not. His run defense is a 77. The pass rush is a 93. I want a bigger guy there, Cole.
Okay.
I want a fat guy that can plug the line. So let's look at receiver.
Scott and I were doing this last night, and we got Sweat in the second round.
Yeah, I thought he'd be there.
What about, so I'm assuming Coleman's gone. Worthy's probably, I don't want Worthy. He's too small. McConkey went.
How about,
I don't want.
We got Jalen Polk out of Washington is the highest receiver. He's a 6'1", 203, so he'd be an outside guy.
Yep.
Very good, not much of a blocker. But the quarterback rating when they throw it to him was a 122. So he catches.
Is McCaffrey still there from Rice?
He's going to be. He's way down. Yes, he's like the 15th receiver there. So we could lay back in the weeds and try to get him the next round, or we take who I like and I think they need is one of the best linebackers in the draft. But I don't see the guy.
Who is it?
They like Jeremiah Trotter out of Clemson.
Yeah, I love him.
I love that kid.
Love that pick.
And we need linebackers.
He's almost – his dad's on borderline Hall of Famer. That kid is – he went to a good program. He's coached well. He's long. He's fast. I think he can play the middle as well as anybody else in the draft at his position. The Cowboys need somebody that weighs more than 210 pounds in the middle of the field for rundowns.
He's rated 86 pass rush, 84 run defense, and 87 in the coverage. I'm happy if you want to take Jeremiah Trotter right now.
No, I love him. He's a freak athlete. I'm all in. He's got great genes. I think he's good. All right.
The Cowboys take Jeremiah Trotter as their second-round pick at number 56. Now we are rapidly moving towards the next pick.
Rapidly running out of drink.
Yeah, I know. You want to go get us a couple of refills while Scott and I are...
What, I look like a waitress?
Well, I got the...
I want to see whose picks
one.
Up. You settle down. You get very uptight.
Actually, you're next.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, you are next.
Okay, so we got... Let's see. We filled linebacker.
We still need a receiver. And we still need a defensive tackle.
So here the Steelers are up. Okay, we're up. We got two trade offers, Scott. So right now we're sitting at pick number 84. We got this is the Vikings. They want to give us their fourth round pick, which is number 108, their seventh round pick, 232, another seventh round pick at 230. And a third round pick next year.
Let's talk about who might be available. Because all right. That seems like a little bit of a trap to me.
All right.
I'm sitting here.
It's a long way.
I've got the top second tackle, and you can make the case for the best run blocker in the draft in Fuaga. Then I come back with this tough kid from West Virginia. We're shoring up our offensive line. When we look at need, I think of corner and I think of receiver and I think of speed.
Dude, Scott, I've got it right now.
Go ahead.
Cornerback Andrew Phillips out of Kentucky. You and I talked about him.
We did.
Yeah, really, really good against the run.
So that's great. Tell me receiver wise what is left at 84.
The first receiver, the top-ranked receiver on the board is Malik Washington out of Virginia.
Oh, okay.
I love that kid, too.
Yeah. So
yeah.
He's a 4-7 guy. He's a sub-4-5 guy, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, he's the top receiver by a large margin that's left on the board. Like, he is – what's left on the board for receivers, he is by far the top one. Okay, and I'll just give you a little bit some measurables on him. He's small. He'd be a really good slot receiver. So this is what we got to think about. We already have Calvin Austin, okay, and Malik Washington is 5'8", 191. He runs a 4.47 40. Excellent field vision, adept at finding soft spots in zone, reliable hands. He's good in traffic, agile and elusive. He's made really, really big plays for them in critical moments.
He also had a 42.5 vertical jump.
Cool. So we can wrap this up. So let me ask you, though, what about our big guy, Johnny Wilson, that we talked about out of Florida State?
He's still there. Like, and I think he's still going to be there the next time we come around.
You think he will or will not be?
Not if the Cowboys take him.
Well, yeah, we're talking out loud here. Actually, Johnny Wilson.
6'7", 235.
See, Johnny Wilson, he's the third-ranked wide receiver left on the board.
I just, 6'6", would be great for our team because they're both position of need. They're both really talented guys. I'll leave it up to you, buddy. I mean, what do you think? Corner.
Well, here's the thing. I'm leaning toward wide receiver here. Because I think we got some other quality corners on the board. But I also got a kid that the Steelers are really high on who got hurt in training camp last year.
True.
Who's going to be coming back, who's built a lot like Joey Porter Jr., who can play on the outside.
Is that Trice?
Yeah. I think we can find a really good slot corner later in the draft. But I'd hate to pass up what some guys have said is George Pickens without the attitude.
Well, you're right, and you got to roll coverage to this guy, right?
So right.
What we want to do is we want to have as many opportunities as to have single coverage on Pickens that we can. That's what we want.
6'6", 6'6", 231.
4'5".
4'5", 40 at that size.
That's the pick. I like the way you're thinking.
All right, so Mel Kiper Jr. might say this is a little bit of a reach. I don't care. I think
he's still on the football field.
Yeah. So we're taking Johnny Wilson out of Florida State. Colt, your thoughts?
Yeah. So that was who I had circled.
Yeah.
Cowboys don't need a slot guy. CD takes 70% of his 65% of his snaps from the slot.
So basically, what Colt's saying is you guys can eat a dick. Right?
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, there's still other big receivers that are on the board.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Cornelius Johnson, I'm assuming, is still there from Michigan. But
for receiver?
Yeah.
Cornelius. Yeah, he's still there.
Yeah, he's 6'3", 210, but he comes from a program that ran the ball 40 times a game. Yeah. So I don't love drafting big play. I mean, Dallas needs a big play wide receiver. You don't want to draft a big play wide receiver.
Luke McCaffrey is still there.
Yeah, I like Rice too. Out of USC,
Jerry's kid.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I don't know. His stats in college aren't all that great. But again,
who is his quarterback?
I think. Yeah, they were. I mean, he played for Caleb Williams, but you know, they were in. I have a hard time going against the greatest wide receiver of all time's kid. I mean, obviously that it doesn't work translate like that, but at the same time, you know, everybody knew when you were playing USC that Caleb Williams was going to throw the ball 40 times a game. So, I also like Rice. I really like McCaffrey, but I also don't know how much we need a slot guy. I wanted Wilson out of FSU.
We need a big guy. I think we need to go opposite. We need a big guy on the outside, not a slot guy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly so what I'm thinking.
So you guys are looking receiver here?
Not necessarily. We also need a running back.
So your running backs, your top running back is Marshawn Lloyd out of USC.
I love that kid, too.
And Ray Davis out of Kentucky.
Braden Allen out of Wisconsin, who a lot of people have as the number one running back coming in. Cole, I think we got to snack one of these running backs. Go to defensive tackle for me, Greg.
Your top tackle is Wingo out of LSU.
Yeah, I like him.
I do, too.
And then his counterpart on the other side, Mason Smith from LSU, is right behind him.
Well, I want you know what I want. I want the fat guy. I want the wing. I want Smith. I want 6'5", 315 is what I want.
Yeah, I mean,
Wingo's 295. I want the guy that'll fall down in the hole so linebackers can make a play for Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, we lost Gallimore.
Yep.
We lost Hankins, and they were both big fat dudes. And
let's not forget that their great pick last year was it Mazi Smith out of Michigan, who actually lost weight in Dallas's strength and conditioning program. And
he lost 40 pounds. They're sending him to Chick-fil-A a whole bunch, though.
I couldn't pick him out of the lineup because the only thing I saw was his ass as he was getting back up off the ground. So I have no idea what he even looks like. So
okay.
I think we got to go. I think we get our running back in the next round or in receiver, and let's get the big fat guy out of LSU.
Yeah, I like either LSU guys.
Let's do Mason Smith, LSU, defensive tackle.
Okay.
Yep. Yep, I like that.
You good?
Yep, that's the Cowboys pick. So we're now quickly on our way to the next round. The next pick
is us probably.
Coming up here is actually the Cowboys.
All right, go back to running back. Running back and wide receiver. Let's check.
So you still got Marshawn Lloyd out of USC.
And so none of the running backs were taken.
None of the running backs were taken.
All right, so let's look at this. The highest rated running back on the board is Braylon Allen out of Wisconsin.
Yeah,
and they have him fourth or fifth. What do you like him? 6'2", 238.
I like Allen more than I like either the Kentucky guy or the USC guy. The Cowboys couldn't get a running back in the end zone last year when they got rid of Zeke.
Yep.
This Braylon Allen kid is 6'1", 235 pounds, and ran a 4.4.
We got our pick. We're going Braylon Allen.
Okay, Braylon Allen out of Wisconsin.
Yep.
Yeah, Dak needs somebody that can get 4 yards every time he touches the ball on first down. If you give Dak 4 yards on first down, things will be better. Just didn't have that.
All right, Scott, we're coming up next. We're at pick number
90. I like our start.
We're at pick number 98 here in the third round. So,
cool, we still need a receiver.
You want to look now at cornerback? Dude, Andrew Phillips from Kentucky is still on the board.
I think that's where you go.
Yeah.
I was taking a look at, he's a 4 or 5 guy too, looking at some of these combine results here. And the kid can just flat out play. And then you get a corner 4.48 he ran, and he can tackle. And that's what the Steelers asked their corners to do, you know. And they brought the kid in. They brought the kid in. They had Porter there too. But I think right here is where you go, Phillips.
Okay. Yeah, we in the Steelers' first four picks, we have taken care of four glaring needs.
Yeah.
So we're going to select Andrew Phillips, cornerback out of Kentucky. So next up is Dallas is at pick 174. But the Steelers are at 119, so the Steelers are going to – we're going to have another pick coming up here, Scott.
This is what happens when you don't have a fourth rounder for Trey Lance.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, so – and remember, too, Scott, we picked up that linebacker in the trade.
Yeah, we did.
You know, so we got a linebacker. We could kind of, you know, play a little bit here with this. So we're coming up right now. We're on the clock in the fourth round. Nope, he's gone.
Okay.
He's gone. I like Will Shipley too at running back. I really do. But there are the best running back on the board right now is Bucky Irving out of Oregon. And so your top three running backs are Irving from Oregon, Garendo from Louisville, and Davis from South Dakota State.
I was going to say, does Pittsburgh need another running back?
Maybe you can speak to that.
All right.
Who might be available?
We got two defensive tackles on the board that are, you know, not – they're one of them's ranked 130 and another's ranked 134 overall.
Yeah.
The first one is Leonard Taylor III out of Miami.
Yeah.
And the second one is Tyler Davis out of Clemson. So if we looked at the size, like, so Tyler Davis, 6'2", 301. Okay. You know, not terrible. Leonard Taylor, 6'4", 303. But here's the thing. He's just a sophomore.
Yeah.
He's young. Okay. And, you know, he's coming into the draft. He's going to get picked. He runs a 5'1", 240. I think this is a guy, you know, he's kind of a project, okay? But remember, we got, you know, that kid that we picked up, was that Benton that we picked up from Wisconsin last year, who's been a real breath of fresh air. And we still got Ogunjobi. And they get this, he's got a big frame. Work with him, put some weight on him, because, shit, he'd only be a junior going into this year.
I like it a lot, and I think we need some depth there, and I think that's what you do. You start to do
Yeah, here's the thing about him. They said he's got a really powerful first step quickness and good get off. So he disrupts a play from the snap. You know, he's not a big snack who's just going to lumber in there, but he's going to cause problems because he's got a really, really good first. And here's what I like about him. What I was reading, they say he has unwavering energy on every single play.
Sounds like Watt.
He doesn't take a play off.
I love that motor.
Yeah. So I think as a futures kind of guy, the Steelers will take Leonard Taylor III out of Miami. All right. So we're clocking down.
We still in the fifth? Fourth.
We're in the fourth round now. The next pick will be the Cowboys at 174 in the fifth round. And then the Steelers have a pick at 178. So we're just kind of waiting for some of these picks to trickle through.
Cole, we may have to go big wide receiver here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who's on the board, but who what's our receiver room look like, or our receivers available look like right now?
Well, hold on.
Yeah, we're still waiting on the board to catch up.
Right now, unless they get picked, Jacob Cowing out of Arizona, Jamari Thrash out of Louisville, and Anthony Gould are your top three, but there's still teams picking ahead of you.
Okay. And Texas State that is 6'6" and ran a 4.6.
I'm looking to see. I still like what you said earlier. I still like what you said earlier about Cornelius Johnson out of Michigan.
Yeah.
Is he
still there?
I don't know that. He was the number four athletic receiver.
Nah, he's gone.
Yeah.
You're okay, so you're up right now. You've got Taj Washington out of USC.
Okay.
Jaquan Jackson out of Tulane.
Okay.
Isaiah Williams out of Illinois. And Ryan Flournoy out of Southeast Missouri State.
Wow, so they're still all there.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, I have a star next to Ryan Flournoy out of Southeast.
I was just
Missouri.
About to say.
6'2",
he is like,
6'2",
he is,
200, 4'4", 440, 40-inch vertical.
Yeah, he is. He was like he's like the early version of Michael Gallup, when Michael Gallup was still physical enough to beat press.
Yep.
I like that pick a lot. He also runs downhill after he gets the ball, so it's not like you just have to send him on deep balls the whole time. He doesn't just have to run flies. I like him. He's long, great athlete. I mean, the Southeast Missouri is to be desired, but at the same time, I mean, he was in the top 90% of the entire NFL combine and his vert, broad, and his bench. So
he's very athletic.
He's a freak athlete. His height's there for a deep ball. Doesn't have to be great with a 40-inch vert.
And he's still running a 4.44 when he catches it.
Yeah.
I'm good.
He's got Flournoy. Big hands. Flournoy? He's physical off the line of scrimmage.
We'll take Flournoy, please.
All right. Took Flournoy. And so, Scott, Steelers are up next.
Yeah, I like that pick, dude.
Yeah,
I do too.
The Steelers are up next at pick 178 here in the sixth round. Looking at the big board overall, there is a safety up there, a kid named Oladapo out of Oregon State. Then there's a cornerback, and then you and I talked about this linebacker out of Notre Dame, Maris Leofo, out of Notre Dame. We talked about him yesterday. He's still on the board.
I think he's a special teams guy, and I think he's a little bit of a project, but again, with the intangibles and just being size combination, I think it'd be a good pick, right?
Okay, but let's look at Oladapo real quick, because my producer here was pointing me to something about this kid playing safety for Oregon State. He's He runs a 4.58 40, 36 inch vertical, and 15 reps on the bench press. And 6'1", 215. You know, and we haven't signed, you know, a backup safety. KZ is in his last season with us. You know.
But
he could play special teams too.
Yeah, the kickoffs are changing, but still we need tacklers. We need people who can tackle. Typically, safeties can tackle, and I like the kid's size too.
Well, and the thing is, last season he had a total of 73 tackles. And what does Duty love? Over what number?
100.
Well,
for linebackers.
For linebackers.
Safeties.
But safety, 73 tackles?
Yep.
Pretty good.
Anything over 65 for a safety.
Yeah.
Unless your defensive line sucks.
So it says he's a willing and capable hitter in run support and closes fast to make plays against quick screens. He's excellent change. I think we go with this kid.
I think we do.
All right.
I think we do. He's got a lot of versatility to him, kind of looking at the bio on him right now.
Yeah.
And he can cover. The kid can cover, and he can run special teams too.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit of a project, but he'll get there.
Yep.
Well, and like you said, your depth at safety isn't real good.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're.
The hope is that we bring back Patrick.
Patrick Peterson. Maybe, if he can play safe.
How old is Patrick Peterson?
105.
That's right.
He's 63.
He's 105.
He's 105 years old.
But
yes,
I think he could still play safety. I think Patrick Peterson could still play safety.
So, I'd sell my left nut for another drink. Right,
okay.
Now.
Guess what? Well, if you want to go pour one, the Steelers have another pick.
All right. I'm going.
So
I'm
here,
going for.
Here, make it two while you're at it. Yeah. And take your headphones off before you, and he drops the mic. There you go.
I got excited.
So that's
we're
why
doing
we all,
good, dude.
That's why we always have a drink here. So Scott, as far as everybody on the board, guess what? That Marist Leofo out of Notre Dame is still there.
Wow.
At linebacker. He's still there.
They see these kids, and they see the F. Do you have any linebackers or any special teams guys at Pitt that you?
Well, I'll tell you one guy that I like, especially for special teams, but I think he could be a decent slot corner, is MJ Devonshire. Okay, I always liked him at Pitt. I always did. But I was reading an article online, and this is a guy that could play special teams, but he is one of Mel Kiper's favorite wide receivers in this draft, Bub Means.
Okay.
But they're still there, okay? But we still got the kid from Notre Dame at linebacker, if you wanted to get another linebacker.
Well, you know, we got our linebacker in that trade.
That's true. And we got Jeremiah Trotter. No, I'm sorry. No, we didn't. That was Dallas. Dallas
got
Trotter. But we got that trade.
Yep.
And then we also got a couple of guys coming back off of injury. You know, we could still sign Quan Alexander back.
Yep.
You know, so I'm going to give this one to you, Scott.
Oh, he's gonna hate it. I know
he's gonna hate the pick. But here's what I'm saying, Duty. I really think MJ Devonshire is still gonna be there when we you know, because we got. Well, actually, no. This is our last pick. Okay. So just to piss Duty off. MJ Devonshire.
Yeah, you dickhead.
Oh, dude, he's upset. Yeah, isn't that a shocker?
He was one of the late guys for me. He was
a late rounder for
me. Well, this is a late round.
I know.
This is a late round.
That's why I called you dickhead.
Yeah. Because he can also, you know, he can also play special teams.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be a starting caliber corner in the NFL, but I think he could maybe guard a slot. They may move him to safety. I would think of moving that kid to safety.
He's got good hands, and he's got a good eye for the ball.
And he's very football
smart. I was going to say, he's around the ball a lot.
And he went to one of the best pro football high school factories in the country, which is Aliquippa. You know, they produce football players, guys. They just do. So
Cole, we're coming up, Cole.
Yeah, you guys are coming up.
Need a tackle.
Offensive tackle?
Yep.
All right, let's go fat. I want big fat guys that can move somebody.
You guys have four more picks.
I know.
Steelers are done. That's so crazy. Defensive linemen.
No, we want to go offensive.
Offensive
linemen.
Offensive linemen. So your top one is KT Leviston out of Kansas State.
I like him.
Okay, let me see his body frame, because if he's got any, if he's got any muscle, we don't want him.
He's 6'4", 326.
326. He's
big.
And he's got great dreads.
Hey,
he's got great dreads.
His profile.
I got it right here.
Okay, go down and look at his run block, pass block grades. Keep going. Right there.
Pass blocking 75%, run blocking 73%.
I need to hear no more. Cole, you good?
No, I love him beside I like him beside Tyler Smith. I mean, I think you could bring in anybody pretty much with Tyler Smith and Zach Martin on that line, and they'll teach him how to play offensive line for the Cowboys. This guy's a fucking monster. I love his size and length.
Scott, which is poorly. Playing offensive line for the Cowboys, playing poorly.
Fine by us.
Tyron Smith just left the Cowboys, and he had more all pros than he did holding penalties in his last 5 years.
That's exactly true.
It's because the umpire never looks that way.
And they do the same thing
when Parsons is playing defense, so it evens out.
You guys are next up on the board.
So go to the all so we can get best available.
Best available is Jalen Coker out of Holy Cross, wide receiver.
No, I think we also, Cole, I wouldn't mind getting another linebacker.
You got Jalen Ford out of Texas.
Our two biggest spots right now, because we still have Bass, who did not start for the Cowboys, that we can move around on the offensive line. He showed the ability to play inside and outside last year in a couple games.
We could use an edge.
I think I still like the idea of another inside linebacker, because I think Trotter's going to end up spending some time in the backfield. And that has been our Achilles heel for the last 3 years on defense.
Your top two inside linebackers are Jalen Ford out of Texas and Steel Chambers out of Ohio State.
I don't have a big mark on either one of them. Gotta have them.
Who is the kid out of Texas?
Ford.
Jalen Ford.
Okay.
He is he's 6'2",
240 and 6'2".
4'7", 6'40".
I'm just gonna say this. The Steel Chambers kid who didn't play as much, 6'1", 232, he had a 4.23 shuttle and a 7.13 three cone drill. So some kid named MJ Tafisi out of Utah State, if he's still there.
Is Curtis Jacobs on the board?
From Penn State?
Yeah.
Is that a linebacker?
Yep.
Yeah.
Your top linebackers. You also got Michael Barrett out of Michigan.
I think he's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. Yeah.
Liked him. I was hoping to get him in the fifth or sixth.
Yeah. You also got Michael Barrett out of Michigan, Jackson Sermon out of Cal, and Tatum Bethune out of Florida State.
I'll tell you what, when it comes to linebackers, that kid out of Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best defense in the country.
6'4", 227. Can you do the profile for Michael Barrett, please?
Yeah.
Just want to see what he have him.
Yeah,
what
he's
5'11", 233. He ran a 4.7.
4.7,
yeah.
40, so he's not real fast.
No, he ran a 4.5.
That's what I have, too.
Yeah, I have him at a 4.5.
And he is, wow, he's rated pretty well, both coverage and we're going to take that kid.
Yeah, no, I really like him. I had I specifically remember this kid in this past year playing against Penn State. There's him, and then who's the kid from Ohio State that's ruined our lives for 2 years in a row?
Eichenberg?
Yeah. Yeah, that kid.
He's already gone.
I liked him a lot, too. I'm thinking he probably went a little bit earlier.
Okay,
but yeah,
so you got the last two picks here, 233. You guys got another pick.
All right, well, let me just look here because see if there's any name that I see.
You got to make it quick because we're running out of bandwidth here.
All right.
How
many receivers do we take? One? Floor and one.
Yeah, we could do another receiver. We could also – we don't need safeties. We have like seven of them that had to play linebacker last year.
All right, here's my guy, and I think Scott will like this pick. Bub Means, wide receiver, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, because Mel Kiper Jr. loves him.
He's going to be one, and you can look at his stuff on there, Cole. And then let me just come down here to see if any of my sleepers. What position you want, Cole?
Michigan, this 6'6", 267, Braden McGregor. Maybe a project, but I don't even know. He's 193. But, you know, they won the national title, and he's a big part of the defense. So,
what's he play?
He's a linebacker.
Okay.
Probably more of an edge guy.
We need an edge.
Yeah, I mean, we lost two.
All right, here's what I'm going to give you. We're going to go Homer, and we're going to take Jeff Coat's son, Trey John Jeff Coat, edge,
Out of Arkansas.
There you go.
I like that. Yeah, we lost two of our cycle guys on the edge.
So the rest of the teams are picking, but the Cowboys and the Steelers are done. So let's go through the Cowboys draft first. They picked up Jackson Powers-Johnson, center out of Oregon, Jeremiah Trotter, linebacker, Clemson.
I may need to be alone a little bit for those two.
Mason Smith, defensive tackle, LSU. Braylon Allen, running back, Wisconsin. I love that pick.
Yeah,
Ryan Flournoy, wide receiver, Southeast Missouri State. KT Leviston, offensive tackle, Kansas State. Michael Barrett, linebacker, Michigan.
Yeah.
Can't believe this pick. Bub Means, wide receiver, Pittsburgh.
He's got all the tools.
If he the first time he scores a touchdown, Scott, I'm giving Duty so much shit. And then Trajan Jeffcoat, defensive lineman, edge rusher out of Arkansas. How's it go? Woo Pig Suey. Love the Hawks.
Yeah, Woo Pig Suey.
Yep. So for the Steelers, Talisi Fuaga, offensive tackle, Oregon State. Scott, I love it that he was there.
Great pick.
Shocked he was there.
Yeah. Zach Frazier, next round. And then I was even more shocked that this kid was still there. Yeah. Zach Frazier, center out of West Virginia. I think if this were to come to fruition on Thursday, the Steelers' offensive line is set for 10 years.
I agree.
Yeah.
Over the Broderick Jones last year, the one, right? I mean, now you can run the ball, which sets up play action, and that's what they need.
Speaking of play action.
If only Kenny Pickett was still there.
Big wide receiver, piss off. Big wide receiver, Johnny Wilson out of Florida State. 6'6" and runs like the wind.
I heard he just wrecked his car.
And then I was stunned. This kid was still there. Andrew Phillips, cornerback out of Kentucky.
Yeah.
Be a really good slot corner. Got our defensive lineman, Leonard Taylor III out of Miami.
Phillips kid married his cousin.
And then Ketan Oladapo, safety out of Oregon State.
I love him.
And then MJ Devonshire, cornerback out of Pitt.
Homer.
And if I could add one more, it's the linebacker we got from Miami.
Yep.
That's a good point.
I think
That would be a hell of a draft right there.
I don't think there's a Steeler fan out there that could do that and say, you know, I don't like that.
Oh, I'm sure we could find a couple.
That was well done.
Yeah, if you just go on Twitter for 30 minutes, you'll find a few.
Yeah, we're gonna put these drafts on Twitter, so get ready to hear some replies. So we will have them about the Dallas and the Pittsburgh mock draft. So don't get out of it, Greg. We'll have to look at it so we can write them down.
All right, everybody. We're going to have to sign off here. Scott, thanks so much for joining us on the Steeler side.
Did you chug that drink?
Honored to be here.
Yeah, it was so much fun. And Cole,
Scott,
thanks,
thank you. Cole, your first Cole, podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us, Cole. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, it was fun. Thanks for having me.
Hey, guys, and just remember, we're going to be doing a we're going to be going pick by pick through the draft on Thursday for the first round.
Live remote.
Catch us everywhere you catch your podcasts on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, wherever you check out your podcast. Send us an email.
SoundCloud. If you go to SoundCloud. And search for Basement Sports Podcast,
you can find it there as well.
Yeah.
You can find our entire library. You can also go to, you know, give us an email, basementsportspodcast@gmail.com.
We are Thursday at a live location. We are branching out with one of our sponsors.
Yeah, so I'm going to make an announcement on that on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it. So be looking out for that. This was a great time, guys.
Thank you,
fellas. Had a ball, and let's see how accurate we are on Thursday and through the weekend.
Bye, guys.
Yeah, I'm thinking for all of us, we're hoping we were pretty close.
All right, guys, take care.
Yeah.
Bye.